สวัสดีครับ welcome back to another episode of Thai League Central I'm Ta Lao your host and today Yen's finally back yes he is back on the pod again as a guest I've not hosted a podcast with you for a while now Yen how have you been I mean we've met and we've gone to games together for the past few weeks but how are you
I'm good having a good day I guess nothing's going wrong everything's it's all good
Yeah, definitely. Lots to talk about as the first leg of this year's Toyota Thai League comes to an end. It is finally match day 15. Believe it or not, we're finally here. So all the teams that are going to AFC Champions League, the four spots have already now been confirmed. So first and second, we have BG Batum in first. Second place, we have Port. What a run and what a comeback season that they're on with that 10-game win streak in all competitions. 8 games, I believe, in a row in the league. And yeah, third and fourth will be a battle between Ratchaburi and Chiang Rai, still off for grabs on who's going to finish where, depending on results on the final match day. So, yep, BG, 38 points, Port, 34 points, and Chiang Rai, as well as Ratchaburi, tied at 26 points each. So it's all to play for as well for that qualification spot. Now, Yen, how excited are you about the end of this first leg? I mean, talking about the big picture of this entire first 14 games, it's been chaotic, you know, first 4 games and the COVID happened, then there's been games, you know, going on. What do you make of the entire first leg so far?
Yeah, I'm happy that we had this whole Champions League qualification thing because it gave us a lot to talk about and made it really exciting. Because the points are pretty close earlier in the campaign, so it was a really tight race. But last couple of weeks, it kind of opened up suddenly. Suddenly Chiang Rai and Ratchaburi were confirmed as the last two. So the run-in hasn't been the most exciting. You know, we could have easily had 4 or 5 teams in the mix on the final day, and we didn't get that. But overall, it's been good that we had it just to give the leagues a bit more excitement.
Yeah, I think it at first, and maybe around match day 8 or 9, we were sort of like, hey, you know, you got Bangkok United, you have Buriram, you have Mueang Thong, you also had, you know, Taro sneaking by for a little bit, Suphanburi sneaking by, Chonburi as well. So there was like, what, like 8-9 teams fighting for that top four spot. And now, yeah, I think the last few match days, we've got the results we expected and there weren't really any shocking, you know, results going against the heavy favorites of each game. So, yeah, we're here to preview you the three biggest ones that we're going to be looking ahead on match day 15. So let's begin on Friday with a 5 p.m. kickoff. This one's very early. It is at the Midpoint Stadium between Ratchaburi Midpoint and BG Batum. So BG's officially now won the first leg. They'll be traveling to Ratchaburi, and these two teams have not played each other for it's actually almost 2 years now that they haven't played each other because the last time was in 2018 when BG were still in the Toyota Thai League. And yeah, again, this one, lots of storylines to talk about. The Meet the Press event was today. There was a little bit of banter going back and forth. I'm not sure if you heard the news about it, but yeah, Coach Dusit came out and said, hey, every team, we're going to go full strength. We're going to get even stronger for the second leg, so do fear us. And Ratchaburi, Robert Pogula basically said, well, yeah, we're going to be the first team to beat you guys. So, yeah, lots of feisty comments happening around. How do you see this one going on?
Yeah, I think Ratchaburi were not the best against Port last weekend. They were missing Bolly, missing Longil. I mean, I think that they've shown that they've deserved to come in the top four so far. They've got a pretty good record at home. But BG just looked like they were a different class. You know, BG, when they have to sit back and defend against teams, they'll do it. When they have to turn on the style and attack, they've been able to do it. And they're just really, like, much fitter than other teams around them. They don't need to really rotate. And that first 11 is so strong that I think it can beat anybody on its day. So I'm going to go probably another BG win. I think that they're in a really good place.
Yeah, I think Ratchaburi playing at home have been phenomenal this year. I don't think they've lost at home yet. I might be wrong, but Yeah, BG's away record is also very good. I mean, they've basically, whenever they go away, they absorb pressure. And then when corner kicks come or when opportunities come from, you know, aerial threats, either Tunez or Cardozo comes to rescue the day. And they've got very experienced midfielders, Sumania, Titipan, and Sarat. They can always pass the ball around the middle of the park easily. And I just think this side, they don't have any sort of mistake in them as of as of like one, you know, you don't really see a game where, hey, this might be a game where they slip. There have been games where they've been a little inconsistent and they've not finished opportunities they should have done, but you just don't see them slipping up anymore. I mean, officially now Diogo and Tirasen will join them. So this team is getting stronger and stronger. So I agree with you. It has to be a BG win. The only concern I have for BG is Ratchaburi, when it's their day, the foreigners up top have phenomenal combination play, you know. And I think if they do hit BG early, like that Mung Tong game, that Mung Tong beat BG in the FA Cup, if Ratchaburi can sort of go for the 1-2 punch early on in the game, and it could be 1-0, 2-0 early, and Ratchaburi then sit back and BG are forced to attack, that could be an area that Ratchaburi have the main advantage. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that with Milos now, that kind of game plan can work. I'm really excited to see how they do that, and I want them to try it on Friday because they need to start working on that style of play if they want to be in the Champions League. You know, they're going to have to be able to sit back, soak up pressure. And right now, they haven't really been able to do that. They kind of go through games by attacking constantly. They don't really have that gear to sit back, soak up pressure, hit on the counter.
Yeah.
And you think they'd be good at it because of the foreigners they have, how quick they are, how good they are at breakaways. So I think it's a good test for them that if they can play that way, prepare them well for the Champions League.
For sure. It's almost like a Champions League test for them almost because of the amount of talent that's in BG side. So, yeah, score predictions for this one. Gian, what are you going for?
I'll go with a 1-0 away win to BG.
One-nil away win for BG. I'm going to go similar. I'm going to go 2-1. I think Ratchaburi will score, you know, just because they're playing at home. And, yeah, I have a feeling that BG will be able to sneak away with a victory at the midpoint there to end the first leg and give themselves more breathing room up top. Now, we'll now shift to a mid-table clash between SCG Mungtong United and Suphanburi FC. Yes, two sides in 11th and 12th. 18 points for Mungtong, 17 points for Suphanburi. The last three games for Suphanburi have all ended in defeats, while the last four games for Mungtong in the league, they have not won a single game. These two sides have played each other for a very long time since Suphanburi joined the Thai League back in 2013. It's been back and forth for the first few years, but as of late, Suphanburi have not beat Mung Tong since 2015. And, you know, the last five meetings, it's been either Mung Tong or a draw. So Suphanburi do have the ability to get a point off Mung Tong, but it seems like all the stats are pointing towards the home side. Mario's back at home. He struggled as of late in the Thai League. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, Mario needs to win this one. That's very clear. I think he definitely needs a win in this game. Without Lucas Roca, they don't look like the same team. As talented as Bellini and Tachai are, I felt that they were a bit flustered when coming up against, you know, the talent of William Enrique last weekend. So there's definitely, because Roca will be missing from this game, there is a vulnerability there. But I hope that they've learned from the experience. It's only been a week, but I hope they've learned from the experience because they're clearly very talented center backs. And I hope that, you know, they do get to play and they do show, you know, their full ability. As for Mung Tong, I think the injuries all over the pitch with the foreign players definitely hurts them a lot. And I think they'll have just about enough to get through this one, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, Suphanburi, very interesting side. You know, they have a very unique combination of players in their team of Thai players who've played at big teams before and are now settling at a team like Suphanburi, as well as foreigners who's moved around, you know, in the Thai league, but not really caught fire just yet. For me, I think everything's pointing towards Muangthong for this one. I think you agree as well. They're at home. Suphanburi have lost three straight. The only result I could see that will go in Suphanburi's favor is a draw. I don't think they have the weapons up top. You know, Alejandro and Caside have decent link-up plays. You know, they play quick 1-2s. Alejandro is the one who gets the aerial ball chested down, either, you know, Tinagon or Deito's goal kicks will be targeting him. He's a very big figure. And then Caside will be trying to create things against his former club. But other than that, they don't have that much going forward. I know Patrick Reichelt is also on the wings who can cause some trouble. But yeah, Muangthong, they need to step up big in this game. You know, they're youngsters. This is a very good test for them because Suphanburi is going to sit deep. They're going to basically do what every team's going to do when they face off against Muangthong away from home, which is sit deep, be tight, and then look to counter on the break. So I think it's going to go towards Muangthong. There's more pressure on Muangthong to win it. Suphanburi basically have nothing to lose at this point because of how they've been playing as of late. So yeah, everything's pointed towards Muangthong. What's your score predictions for this one, Gian?
Well, on the point of Suphanburi, really quick, I think they should be looking over their shoulder at relegation after last weekend. I think Prachua played amazingly against Muangthong. I think Korat's comeback victory is a massive confidence booster for them. And Suphanburi's a team just above that. I'd be looking over my shoulder very nervously if I was them, because both those teams have showed that they're not going to go down without a fight. And yeah, I think the confidence must be pretty low in the Suphanburi camp. I'll go with a very narrow win for Muangthong, maybe a 2-1, but it's going to be, I think it'll be a struggle again.
I actually think it won't be a struggle for Muangthong. I don't see this Suphanburi side offering anything, to be honest, in the past three games that they have been playing. So I'm going to go with a comfortable 3-0 win for Muangthong. I think that Mario will get a good boost headed into leg two, and this will be an opportunity for youngsters in that Muangthong side to prove themselves. So I'm going to go with a comfortable 3-0 win for Muangthong. Now, last but not least, Gian, we now shift towards the Tuesday night match, I suppose, if it happens or not. I mean, it could happen, it could be canceled, but it looks like it's going to happen. Sing Shing Rai out of quarantine. Yes, they're going to be, you know, stepping out of their hotel room, stretching a little bit, having a little bit of a light jog, and then they'll be, you know, set to play Port at home, which is a very big game for them. Shing Rai needs to win this one to make sure that they can finish in that third spot without having to worry about Ratchaburi's result. So they need to win this one. While for Port, it's already guaranteed that they're going to go to the group stage phase. So, I mean, they could take it lightly, but I don't think that will be the case. And do stay around for the rest of this pod, because we will have Tom Earls, Port FC fan, on to talk about Port's amazing run so far. All right, and now he's finally joining me, Tom Earls, Port FC fan. I see that smile on your face. Is it because of the 10-game win streak that you guys are on in all competitions and how, you know, you've guaranteed a place in next year's AFC Champions League? Is that a reason for your happiness as of late?
Well, I'm definitely a lot happier than last time I was on the podcast. I remember giving a very kind of bleak assessment of where Port were at last time I was talking to you. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Things are looking much rosier at the Pat at the moment, and we are all very happy with what's been going on.
Yeah, so on that topic, I mean, 10 games win in all competition in a row, 8 games in the league. So basically, you've not lost since early September, and we're talking here on the 16th of December. So basically, it's been a phenomenal run. Let's start off. What do you think Coach Oud has brought to the team?
A lot, and a lot more than I expected. Last time we talked, I remember he had just come in, and I wasn't at all optimistic about what he would bring to the fold. But I have to admit to being completely wrong about that. His coaching has really been a step up from what we've seen at Port in recent seasons. He's really managed to have an impact in getting the players playing more as a team. And I think that's the main reason we've seen so much improvement. It's all of the players, all of the individual talents we have, so often just kind of go about their own game and do their own thing. And he seems to have been the first one who's convinced everyone that working for the team is best for them and best for the team. And so players like Suarez have been playing differently from he used to, doing more of a job for the team. Paccon in recent games, doing much more for the team. And yeah, and he's also been kind of really preparing individually for individual opponents, which, I mean, obviously managers should be doing that, but it really seemed as if he wasn't doing that, or as if previous managers weren't doing that. I remember for the Mong Tong game specifically, we played a high press, which we don't normally do, and I can't remember us doing it effectively in any of the other games. And he specifically got Go Sorki to move to the front, where he normally plays in kind of defensive midfield. And yes, seeing specific things like that really sets his performance apart from the other coaches. We didn't see that as much from Zico or from Jadet or from even Choke. So yeah, very impressed. Most of us are very impressed.
Yeah, and as a team, obviously you mentioned there about Coach Oud. He seems to be a very talkative and a very loud figure on the sidelines. Watching his games, I obviously see him coming out, you know, barking instructions, telling the team to press, telling the team to do all of that. And yeah, it's awesome to see that his whatever instructions are being listened and is being done by the players. Now, talk about the players. Who do you think has been phenomenal over the past 10 games for them?
Well, Suarez is always among Port's best players. Obviously, he's the most talented player we have. And he's been as good as usual. I wouldn't say he's been better than he has been in previous seasons, but he's been outstanding. In defence, he's almost like a new signing, Warawut Namwit, who
Warawut the defender.
No, not Warawut the keeper. We call him Perezi in the sandpit. He's very popular with our fans. When we last saw him play, which would have been, I'm not sure if it was one or two seasons ago, he looked overweight, he looked slow, he looked unconfident. And with the new manager, he's just changed completely. He looks in shape. He looks really, really confident on the ball. And his defending has been absolutely fantastic. And even when he's been the kind of junior defender, I mean, he's been playing with Dollar, he's been playing with Tanabun, he's looked like the better of the two, of whoever his partner's been. So yeah, very, very impressed in attack by Suarez, in defence by Warawut. I think Adisak has made some really important contributions. I've been surprised and very impressed with his finishing. Warawut in goal has been good as well. I mean, honestly, like I was saying before, it's all about the team now. And it's not so much about individual contributions. It's more about how well we're all playing together. So, I mean, that's really good to see. It means we're not relying on players having outstanding games. We're relying on the team as a whole coming through. And that's not something we're used to at Port, but it's a welcome improvement.
Yeah, so the last time we spoke, I feel like it was a complete, you know, different world that we're living in now, because back, you know, a few months ago, you were saying that, I don't think Port's going to win the league. It's going to be very impressive if we can, you know, come out and finish in top four and head to ACL. Now you're in second, sitting comfortably there, chasing BG, just 4 points behind the league leaders, who are signing Diogo and Tiersen up top. Now, Port's been linked to a few players. I think Yannick Bolli is now confirmed. Have you heard about other players who will be coming to Port in leg two?
Well, I've heard rumors. I've heard a couple of confirmed transfers, and I've heard a couple of rumors. So, apparently, we've signed Tawin from Fox Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposedly the best of the the first generation of Fox Hunt players. We've actually had all the other three already. We've already had Anon, Sompressong, and Juratigan, who were the three Fox Hunt players who went on to play for OHL Leuven. So we're hoping a fourth time lucky. But no, I believe Tawin is supposed to be the best of the bunch. And the fact that he's lasted up until now at Leuven shows that he's the most highly regarded there. So that's a potentially promising young signing. We'll see how he gets on. We've also signed a young winger from BG. His name escapes me right now. That's just kind of a squad player, one for the future perhaps. And getting onto the rumours, we've been linked to Cowan quite a lot. And I think that seems like a realistic rumour to me.
Yeah, Cowan
is back in Thailand, right?
Sorry?
Cowan is back in Thailand, right?
Not that I know of yet. Not that I know of.
I heard that he was doing his quarantine now. I could be wrong. Okay. But anyway, he's finished his stint with his Japanese club. And we know for sure that Pang is interested. She wasn't very subtle about it in her press conference. So I think there's a very good chance of that happening. And it would be a good move for us. Whilst our goalkeeper, Warrawoot, has been playing well, Cowan would be an upgrade. So
yeah,
I think we'd all be happy to see that move happen.
Yeah, and I sort of segmented into this topic, but I have to ask you this question again. Can Port win the league?
We can. There's no doubt that we can. I don't think we're odds on to win the league. I think BG are favourites. We are doing well. We've surprised most people by how this run that we've been on. But the other thing that surprised most people is how poor some of the other teams who were expected to do well have been. So, I mean, last time we were talking about how good Bangkok United were, and Bangkok United have absolutely fallen to pieces.
Yeah.
So that's in our favour. No one expected Buriram to be this poor. BU, definitely. So, we've definitely got a chance. It all depends on BG. It's in BG's hands. If BG play to their full potential, especially with their new signings, they'll probably be unstoppable. But if we keep plugging away, if we keep the form up that we've got now, then we'll give ourselves half a chance.
Yeah.
And we've already qualified for the ACL anyway.
It's already a win this season for you. I mean, if you look back, where you were with all the chaos that started off the league, you have to be, you know, you have to hold your hands up and applaud for what this team has done. You know, they rallied together and they've performed very well.
Yeah. And making the ACL is so big for us because we really kind of embarrassed ourselves last year in our qualifier. And we were at home against Ceres Negros, who were not a bad team at all, and they deserved their win by virtue of their performance. But if we had performed to our potential, we would have won that game quite easily. And it finally feels like we've put that disaster to bed, and we're back in the ACL where we should be, looking at our team.
All right, last but not least, one final question for you. If the game on Tuesday against Chiang Rai happens, I'll say most likely it's going to happen, but if it does happen, how do you see this away fixture to Chiang Rai playing out?
Ooh, very tough one. A very tough game for us. I think I'd be very happy with a draw. Keep our unbeaten run going. It's not an easy place to go and get a win. So I would be absolutely happy with a draw, and I think that's probably the most likely outcome. Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think the game on Friday between Ratchaburi and BG is going to determine a lot of things, because if BG can get a win at Ratchaburi, it guarantees Chiang Rai, you know, all of third place. So, I mean, Chiang Rai could just basically come out of quarantine and field 11 players and just, you know, play for to the final whistle in that one. They don't have to go for a win, yeah.
Ratchaburi were very unlucky against us to have been deprived of both Longil and Bolly. their two best players. And they will definitely have Longueuil back for their next match. The question is whether Bolly will play. But if they've got both of them, they've got half a chance.
Yeah, for sure.
Ratchaburi, a very dangerous team. They were actually my pick, if you remember, in our predictions podcast.
Yeah.
Ratchaburi were my dark horse pick for overperforming. So I'm feeling quite happy with that choice now, seeing as they've qualified for the Asian Champions League.
Yeah, your call has delivered there. Anyways, thank you so much, Tom, for joining us here in the pod. Till next time, thank you. Anyways, Guillen, preview this one for me.
Well, I definitely think it should not be played on Tuesday night. Chiang Rai need more time coming out of quarantine to give them pretty much one day of rest in no training, or one day of training before the game would be pretty tough on Chiang Rai, especially given the stakes of the game. I think the issue is that they have to submit their list to the AFC beforehand, but I think Chiang Rai have made it clear that they're really unhappy with this outcome, this arrangement. And I mean, if you're Chiang Rai, you'd hope BG do you a favor on Friday and beat Ratchaburi, and then you can maybe just, you know, try and sit back and you know, hope for the best. Or they could even come third with a loss because of their superior goal difference.
Yeah.
So it really depends on Friday. I think Chiang Rai will wait till Friday before their next move, and then they'll try and see what they can do, protest the FA, or how that goes, and how much they want to protest this decision. But if the game is played out, you've got to say, you know, coming out of quarantine, you don't give them much of a shot. So if it gets played out, I think Port are going to win. Chiang Rai are probably canny enough to sit back and get a 0-0 somehow, grind out a 0-0, but it's going to be so tough for them.
Yeah, the Sing connection better work, right? I mean, Chiang Rai better be calling BG to play their strongest side and get a big result away from home and you know, just make things so much easier for them. Because I agree, you know, if BG beat Ratchaburi, I don't think Chiang Rai will complain about playing on the 22nd. I think they'll just go out there and, you know, play whatever they have. Because the Thai League came out and said today, on Wednesday, the day that we're recording this podcast, that you have to play on, you know, the 22nd. So, yeah, that's my point.
Yeah. And, I mean, it works the other way too, right? Because BG know that if Port play against Chiang Rai, that Port will get the 3 points and put pressure on them. So their also incentive is to win and run up a scoreline, because they want to keep Port off their backs. So, yeah, it's really important for them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, whichever team can have the most advantage after the end of Friday, then basically, yeah, that's going to be whoever the decision goes towards, and whoever allows something to go their way. So, yeah, again, quick score predictions for this one. What do you think it's going to be?
If it's played out on Tuesday, probably 2-0 or 3-0 to Port.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be 11 wins in a row for Coach Oud. He's doing an amazing job. They're grinding out results for Port. I think it's going to be 2-0 for Port away from home at Chiang Rai if it is played on the 22nd. Anyways, any closing thoughts from you before we end this pod?
No, just that it's been a great first leg of the season, and I'm excited now to see how teams gear up for the second leg, because now relegation comes into play, and the next Champions League and the title race, I think there's still a lot to look forward to.
All right. Awesome job. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. We'll see you next time. Peace.